You know, growing up, we have a hard time at the different age brackets. Have you noticed that? Sometimes we have a hard time at every age bracket. But you have difficulties in the ages. I remember third grade. Third grade was difficult for me. But I had a teacher that just loved me to death. My dad had died, and, you know, she felt sorry for little old Larry Pete, and I had it made in that class.
All grace.
All grace. It was, you know, it was one of them. This Mary Derm out of LaRue County was the sweetest teacher I ever had in my life. And when I got that kind of mercy, or I got that type of notice, let's put it that way, wasn't used to that. Somebody actually look at you and really, really express their caring heart. I realized the importance of that feeling, Brother Randy. I realized the importance of that feeling for children. That you let them know. Now, I'm very stern, believe it or not. But I'm also, when it comes to kids, I will nail a parent in a heartbeat. When I see them and know that they seem to be embarrassing a child. I never liked to be embarrassed. Did you like being embarrassed as a kid? Horrible feeling, isn't it? And what are you going to say back? Anything you say back would be a smart aleck statement out of your mouth. Well, God has placed in the heart of each and every one of us a message. But the greatest message that all of us have, now, this is the message. Every Christian has been given this message. Shine. Christian, I want you to go out there and I want you to shine. Now, when God says, I want you to go shine, He means, I want you to shine so brightly that my light is going to penetrate through you right into the heart of the individual you're talking to. I want you to show mercy. I want you to show love. I want you to show to the world, one person at a time, how much I care about them. There's a reason He gave us this message. That reason you and I have known for years as Christians. So He says, Christian, I want you to shine. Well, as a young Christian, I would not have been able to relate to God wanting me to shine because I would not have been able to have understood it. I am envious of those of you who were raised in the church. I was, but I never, very seldom ever saw Sunday school. It was always church, worship time. I got saved during worship, but I missed the education that Sunday school teachers could have given me through those impressive years of growing up. And then God says, Larry Pete, I'm calling you to preach. Right, Lord. Really, I didn't go to Sunday school. Do you know that the Word of God is so bright and so powerful, when God had made a decision about your life, which He has before time ever began, before there was ever creation, you were on the mind of God. And God knew what circumstances you would grow up in. He knew whether your parents were going to be jerks or not. He knew whether you as a kid was going to be a jerk. And He also knew that He had a plan for you. No such thing as junk.
That's right.
No such thing. God doesn't create junk. God creates possibilities. God creates in the heart of all His human race a light that can shine and penetrate into the heart of the darkest of worlds. Ever been in a dark place in your life? not know how you're going to get out of it. You didn't have to be in combat. Have you ever just been in such a dark, gloomy place within yourself? Maybe nobody else even knew you were there. We keep a lot of secrets in, don't we? A lot of hurt, a lot of pains there. We don't know how to deal with it so often. And I see and I read. Now, folks, when I talk about combat, I always say you had to be there. But let me tell you this about suicide. Only God could have laid this on my heart. In those hearts, those individuals that step over that line to end their own life, there is ultimate darkness. They see no hope. They don't hear the whisper. They feel despair. They feel failure. They feel like nobody cares. This message is going out to over 130 countries. It's broadcast throughout the United States. Somebody out there is contemplating taking their life. And I'm here to tell you, don't do it. God loves you. God has a ministry for you. God wants you to survive. And God says, here's the message. Christian, take my light to them. Shine, Christian, shine. I want you to go out there and I want you to show those who seem to have no hope that there's a light waiting for them. That though that internal feeling of darkness, failure, oh, I could never make it. Oh, I can only, it'll be the best for my family. It's the worst thing you could ever do for your family. There's nothing good about it. It's of Satan himself. You see, the world can pull us down to that darkness. Ever been there? That world can allow so much hell to heap upon you. And Satan's a-laughing. Satan's smiling. Because after all, we're only human. Lord, I'm only human. I can't take anymore. You don't have to take it now. Larry, get off your face. Larry Pete, you prayed long enough. Do something, because I will give you that power. I'll give you my message. I'll make a difference through you. Let my light shine. Shine, Christian, shine. But Lord, I'm so unworthy. I wish we'd shut up saying that. Like God doesn't know it. Lord, I'm ornery. Oh, what's the prize, Larry? Think of it. God loves me anyway. Hey, I didn't have to have that kind of love growing up from family members and all of that. I think it would have been good to have had it. I'm envious of a lot of you who have that type of relationship. But you see, God has a plan for you just like he has a plan for me. Little Jude there. God got a plan for him. All you got to do is watch him when he looks and got that little smile. You know, when you're in the Word of God, do you realize that God speaks to everyone? Children don't know that. Oh, yes, they do. I told you, I was 8 years old when I said yes to Jesus Christ. But I can't ever remember a time in my life when I didn't believe Jesus was my Lord. He's always with me. Had to be, or I wouldn't be here. What made the difference? It didn't matter what was around me in my environment. When God's light would shine through the heart of a Sunday school teacher, of a third grade teacher, Miss Mary Durham, when it would be God's light shining through there, I said, you know, somebody loves me. That's God. You don't know the effect that you can have on the heart of a child until you've shined the light from Christ through you on that child. I love to forgive. I'd rather see the smile on a child's face. I don't care about you, adults. The child, they smile. Can't you just see just a little bit of heaven in that smile? Doesn't it put a smile on your face? You ever look at a baby that grins at you and you can't grin? No. I want you all in church all the time. You know, we do all that stuff. That's fine. For that's purity. That's the purity from Almighty God. Why should I shine? How can I shine? Here it is, Christian. This is a message from God to you. For you have the light-giving message. The message I'm giving you. Not a message you've learned from man, but a message you've learned directly from me. I give you the message. Which one, Lord? For that particular individual. You can't pre-plan it. It really bothers me when I hear people say, you got a plan on the meetings and everything like you're listening to. It's never been done before. How can you plan for something and nobody else has ever done? Who knows how to do it if it's never been done before? That child, all the young folk, all the children, they have not felt that yet, except from you. You got the message for them. You are the light. You're the light on the hill. You're the light that's going to shine. And it's on Calvary's hill.
Amen.
To where that light is turned on from the cross. And those hands pointing out, I love you. That's the light. No, listen to me. Those of you who are contemplating ending your life, that life that God has given you is there for a purpose. Don't do it. God loves you. I love you and don't even know you. Because I know love. I met him. And you, Brother Randy? I met love. His name is Jesus. I said, Larry Pete, I love you. I ain't going to argue with him on it. I just appreciate being loved, don't you?
Amen. Amen.
I ain't going to say, Lord, I'm just out there. You know, he told me to sit down and shut up too many times. Just take it. We have a harder time accepting praise than we do criticism. Yes, but I just don't feel that way. The light of God has nothing to do with your feelings. The light of Christ has to do with who He is and how He feels about you. I love you. Philippians 2:15. Go out into the world uncorrupted. You know, be in the world but not of the world. Remember that? Be in the world but not of the world. Go out into the world uncorrupted like a breath of fresh air. Don't be out moaning and groaning. We hear that all the time. Woe is me. How about yippee? How about I'm excited to be able to go out into the world. And this is for Jessie. She will love this antiquated term. A breath of fresh air in a squalid and polluted society. It's squalid. Yes. That means vile, nasty, smelly. Squalid. And polluted society. I'm told to go there? To be in it? Yes! Why? They need the light. They need the light. And there's somebody out there that needs the light Christ is giving me to shine in them. How are they going to know it if I'm not there? Well, I'm going to sit back in my office and I'm going to pray. How about getting out in the middle of the slime, squalid society and just express God's light through love? Sometimes we don't want to express love because we're angry at the situation or the people. How do you make an enemy your friend? You love them. Well, that's not easy. I have a hard time loving the people I love. And that's a fact, isn't it? Husbands, you are not always lovable. I know it. We look at ourselves in the mirror and we can't wonder what there is not to love. But we're not always lovable. In a squalid and polluted society, provide people with a glimpse of good living and of the living God. Why don't you do that? I don't do it because it's just not in my conviction to do it. I'm not going to do that. I want to be with you. I want to be your friend, but I'm not going to participate in the ways of the world. Carry the light-giving message. There's the key. The light-giving message into the night. Go into the darkness with the light-giving message. You must shine among them like stars lighting up the sky. Woo! Shine, Christian, shine. For there's somebody out there needing some sunshine. There's somebody out there needing something that's brighter than the sun itself. And that's the light of Christ. When you read in Scripture the brightness of Christ and whiter than snow, it's really whiter than light. Your translation is whiter than the light. Meaning pure light, pure energy, pure God. And we dare, Christians, back away from such an opportunity? When God says, I'm going to let you carry my torch. You're going to carry my light for me. What an honor! But if I have the light, and I'm carrying it for Christ, and I'm only carrying it in a room that's lit up bright, with fellow Christians, you already know Jesus, right? You already know Jesus as Lord and Savior. So if this is the only place, church, the building, where we come together and the light of Christ shines, what's it shining on that's going to make a difference? So you and I are to go off into the darkness, the squalid world, the society that is out there, and turn on the light of Christ. You want to see a difference in your light and in the walk that you're taking in life itself? Pay attention to the light that Christ has given you. For when you turn on the light of Christ for someone else, don't you worry about a thing. God's got your path covered. You hear me? There's no enemy that can mess with you and get by with it. Because you're carrying the torch of Christ. You got the light of God in you. Do you ever see how powerful lightning is? Frankly, nobody really knows the total power of it. Well, I was struck by lightning and I've done pretty good. No, you just got a touch. Not even the touch of lightning. You didn't even get a twinkle of it or you wouldn't be telling about it. God said, I got a power that's going to go in you. And it'll outshine the sun. And it's going to be so shiny, it will penetrate the hard-hearted human soul. That's going to take some bright light. No laser can do that. The Lord said, I'll look straight inside of you. I'll fix you. Don't harm yourself. Put the gun down, put the rope down, put the knife down, put the poison down. Don't harm yourself. God has a purpose for you. Whoever you are, God has a purpose for you. Hear it well, for this message is for you, direct from God. You asked for it. You wanted a message from God, here it is. Listen to His voice as He speaks to your heart. Don't walk away from the trouble. Turn the light of Christ on and let Him march you straight through it. For the victory, I say victory, on the other side. Only way to go through darkness is to keep going. Walk through it. You want to conquer it? Keep going. But I can't see. God can. Trust your steps to Him. Why can I say that? Now hear it. Listen to me, church. You are too. You fit right in this category. For you are better blessed than the disciples were. You're even more blessed than the holy men that we speak of in Scripture. You're better blessed. That's why you're better equipped. I don't know, how am I better blessed? Listen to John 20, verse 29. This is Jesus Himself speaking to who we know as Doubting Thomas. You know what He says to Thomas? Thomas said, I'll not believe till I, you know, put my fingers in His hand and in the side, hole in His side. And Jesus said, come here, boy. Thomas goes over. That's a paraphrase. Thomas goes over. Jesus said, go ahead, put your finger there. And he did. Now go ahead and put your hand in the hole in my side. And he did. And Thomas says, my Lord and my God. And here's what Jesus said to him. Jesus said, you believe because you've seen with your own eyes. Even better blessings are in store for those who believe without seeing. Church age. That's us. That's the Christian. That's the church. I've never got to see Jesus face to face, but I met Him personally. Oh, is His light bright? It's His love so without understanding to the human race. I don't understand that kind of love. Snotty-nosed kid from Buffalo Hill, Buffalo, Kentucky. And God loves me. God watched me grow up. And I can tell you there were a whole lot of angels watching after me. Did I get in trouble? I stayed in trouble. But I was never taking one step without the light of my life, Jesus Christ. I just didn't know it at the time. Those of you who are listening, hear me well. You're there. You've asked for help. God's sending you a message. Pay attention to it. For we will probably never meet. But I want you to know something. God loves you. Don't waste your life. It's there for a purpose. Let Christ shine in you. When you say yes to Jesus Christ, you become more blessed than all those from before you because you believe without seeing. That's why, Brother Randy, Jesus said, you ask anything in my name and count it as being done. That's a paraphrase. And it shall be done. That's the light. That's the brightness of who Jesus is. What gives us such strength? You and I have, as Christians, the power of Christ. We have the Spirit that only Christ can give us. And when I got the Spirit of Christ, I got the power of Christ. And it is by His spiritual connection with you and me that we take each step. What a blessing. But each step has a purpose. You're not wasting your time walking with Jesus. Jesus is giving you the time to live your life, enjoy the fruit of your labor, enjoy breathing, enjoy laughter, understand sadness. Look at heartbreak, for you will be there. See those who are hurting so deep through loneliness. Nothing worse than being lonely, and nothing greater than the light of Christ to keep you from being lonely. Don't know what your problem is, but I guarantee you there's not a person within the sound of my voice that doesn't have a problem. That problem may be deep. It's a problem that you don't even want to bring up, but you got it. And ever so often it rears its nasty head, don't it? I just hate it when that happens. But I got news for you. Christian, you have the Spirit of Christ. And in the Spirit of Christ, there is power, there is love, and there is self-control. Well, that's my problem, preacher. I have no self-control. Yes, you do. We just do not want to initiate it most of the time. Well, can you keep from doing that? Sure can. Just don't want to. But the Lord said, you have the power. You know the problems on your head you brought on yourself? Why would we blame the world? Why would I blame anybody around me growing up? I bring it on myself. Because I'm a victor in Jesus. I know Jesus. Doesn't matter who else I know. I know Jesus. And he turned the light on in me. Larry Pete, you take my word. But you take it out into the darkness. Take it there where it can be useful. Touch the heart of the broken. Do you know the greatest desire I ever had when I knew that God had called me to be pastor was to make certain that there would be a church to whoever you are, come as you are, whenever you can. Be open to whosoever will enter those doors. Don't care what you dress like. Just care that you're dressed. Don't care about your past. I care about your future. And I want you to feel at home in a place made up of people that's going to love you and just accept you just the way you are. I despise listening to people trying to change other people. How about you presenting Christ and then let him do the changing of that person the way that Christ thinks they ought to be changed? Perhaps you are the one that need a little changing in your life, but to be at peace. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. The Spirit that God has given us does not make us timid. Have you all ever heard anyone accuse your pastor of being timid? Now, because that's not a spirit from God. God does not give me the spirit to be timid. Instead, his spirit fills us with power, love, and self-control. You have more self-control than you think. You know, sometimes you get the thought in your head and then I always look at it. As I get that thought in my head and I know I'm going to lose control or I'm going to lose it, and it's sort of like a Holy Spirit did. Well, I won't do that, Brother Randy. This slaps you right upside the head. Oh, I wanted to do that so bad. It slaps you right upside the head and says, you know better than that, son. You know better than that. And the Lord says, I'll let you know and I'll direct you for the place for you to go. You follow me with all your heart. It's my spirit that gives the new start to those who are broken, those who are torn down, those who don't feel like there's anything left on the ground. It's the spirit of life I want you to take to the dying, the sick, those who easily break. They fall apart from within their heart. They search, but they can't seem to find. For no one's turned the light on, the light that is mine. When you will allow your heart to reach out and grab mine, you will lead thousands to a world that's sublime. It will be my spirit that gives direction. It will be my love that'll give protection. It'll be me the world can see, but you must go, for your time is nigh, even at the door. For I am coming, shout with joy. It is me, your Savior, and you're my boy. I love you like you are. You need not change a thing, for it was in this world I did bring the Spirit that's in you. I give it to no other. It's a special touch, even greater than from your mother. It's a love of understanding, a love of hope, a love of forgiveness, a love that stretches through a world of wickedness and touches your spirit and brings you to mine. And together we live in my world that's truly sublime. Hope, faith, charity, there's no other than to come to me. Oh, Lord, brethren, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love and for your mercy. Father, please touch the heart of those who are hurting so bad. Let them know, Heavenly Father, that you love them and that you need their life and you want it to glow with the light of your Son. Let it be your business, Father, that we're about. We ask that blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.